Good morning.
Was there anything going on uniquely in Wisconsin, or did Democrats in Wisconsin just get caught up in a national tidal wave?
I think there's a combination of ingredients here. I think the national effect certainly affected the Feingold race, for example, the congressional races. I think those are, and even to some degree, the closest of the Ron Kind race in the 3rd Congressional District. And I think those are a reflection on unhappiness with Congress, the direction of the country. I think Scott Walker's victory, and maybe to some degree the victory of Republicans taking over both the Assembly and the Senate, reflect more on state issues in general, just general unhappiness with the direction of the state and the state fiscal situation. So they're all both related somewhat to the economy. I think the actual details are different for each of the levels.
Before we started this interview, you told me that probably the biggest story, or at least the biggest untold story of the day yesterday, was Republicans taking the Wisconsin Senate.
I think that was the biggest surprise. I think the Republicans and Democrats both, behind closed doors, agreed on certain of these outcomes are going to be coming. They saw it in the polls. The congressional races, for example, the Johnson victory, the Walker victory, these are all preceded by polls that indicated this is the direction we were going. The biggest surprise was the fact that there were about four or five seats in the Senate that were the Republicans had to pick up three of them, if I remember correctly, and it looked right going up right almost right till the election that the Democrats were going to hold on, and it turned out at the end that they got swept up. Some of that had to do with a coattail effect of the of Johnson and Walker. Some of it simply had to do with the fact that they out-campaigned the Democrats in those districts and maybe outspent them.
What kind of impact is this going to have on the budget deliberations that begin next year? Could be very different now with Republicans in charge of all three branches of the government, at least the three branches that will be working on the budget.
Oh, it certainly will. Going from Democratic control of all three, you know, the Senate, the Assembly, and the governorship, all the way to the Republican side, is going to allow for enormous shift in the agenda. The agenda of the Republicans is different than the agenda of the Democrats. And the budgeting and the way they budget and the taxes and the way they spend are going to be different. I think that's going to be a relatively substantial shift in direction in the state of Wisconsin.
In my understanding, it may make a big difference for public employees, and especially when it comes to contract negotiations.
Oh, absolutely. I think I saw some of the mailings from some of the unions to indicate that they felt that Scott Walker is not going to be a friend of the unions as the Democrats in general, and particularly Jim Doyle, were. So I think the negotiations are going to be a lot tougher, frankly. But the economy of the state and the fiscal situation of the state is really going to direct this. No matter who is governor, they're going to be facing very difficult times, and I think state employees recognize that.
A very interesting election day. Joe Heim, thanks for being with us.
Shay, thank you.